Hi, I'm Fran Dorf, and I am a Philly girl. I originally came from Philadelphia, moved to New York in 1976, and I lived about 10 blocks from here. And I had a kind of on-again, off-again boyfriend, so I wasn't particularly motivated. He wasn't really for me. I knew he wasn't for me, but I wasn't particularly motivated to meet someone else, even though I was only 22. So it took me a year to go to a bar to meet a guy. I had one friend in New York, her name was Kathy. We went to a bar, it was over on the east side, it was called September's. It's defunct. And the first thing that happened was this guy, Ed, tried to pick me up, and he was an accountant, he was kind of boring. Out of the bathroom comes this really cute, smiling, funny guy, sits down, chats me up. I really like the guy, he seems a little offbeat. Tells me he has a dog, a Saint Bernard, in New York City. I should have known. Anyway, invites me out for a first date. So he tells me that he just got a new car, a brand new 1976, or 77, I guess at that point, Grand Prix, and he's gonna pick me up the next day, which he does. He shows up in this gorgeous 1970, I think it was 77, Grand Prix, with the vinyl roof and the sunroof that you could see right through, one of those big old cars. So he's gonna take it out, we're gonna take it down for a test ride, and we go down to the Great Adventure. It was a daytime date. We go to Great Adventure, which is now Six Flags, I think. So we pull into the Great Adventure. This is my first date with this guy. And there's a little sign as you pull in that there's two parts to the park. One part is the safari part, where you see the animals, and then there's the rides part. So we decide to go to the safari part first. And there is a little sign that says, you cannot come into the safari park with a convertible top. Well, we don't have a convertible top. We have a vinyl roof. So we pull in, we pay the fee, we pull in, we go through all the parts of the park, and we see the tigers that are and the giraffes, and we're having a great time. Then we come to this 20-foot high stockade fence, Baboon Bypass. And there's a little sign on the Baboon Bypass place that says, warning. About this big, this sign. Warning, baboons may damage vinyl roofs. So I said, his name was Bob, I forgot to tell you that. I said, Bob, this really doesn't sound good. He says, oh, no, it'll be fine. So there's a guy standing at the stockade fence, and, you know, a young guy, he has a clipboard. He comes over to the car, and he says, if you want to go in with the vinyl roof, you have to sign this release. So Bob takes the thing and he looks at the thing and there's like 20 names on it. He says, starts to sign. I said, Bob, I really don't think you should sign that. You know, he says, well, you know, there's all these people. They wouldn't have let them go in if it wasn't a problem. Okay. So the attendant stands aside. The door swings open. We pull into the baboon area. All of a sudden, one baboon approaches the car, and he's like, here's another sucker. and he's calling his friends. 2 minutes later, we're driving through the park. 20 baboons descend on our car, jumping on the roof, standing up there, bouncing on the roof, and we have literally 10 baboons on our car. And I'm looking up, and I'm looking at their hemorrhoids, and I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, Bob, they're gonna get, have you ever seen a baboon? They are really serious animals. Their teeth are like this big. They're bouncing up and down, and all of a sudden I start to hear I'm like, Bob, I think they're ripping your roof apart. He's like, no. I see them. I'm looking. They've got. And he's starting to like get a little upset, but not enough upset. And I'm thinking, what have I gone on a date with a guy with a wish for death baboon? And I'm thinking, he starts to push on the gas and push on the brake and push on the gas and push on the brake. The car's lurching, the baboons are hanging on, and I'm thinking we're going up the highway to the George Washington Bridge, and these baboons are going to still be on the roof. What are they going to charge us for baboons and car? So the baboons are, all of a sudden, one side of the roof comes down. The next side of the roof comes down, it's covering the windows. And he's lurching, he's trying to get these baboons off the car. We get to the end of the baboon area. The attendant, another attendant, comes over, he's laughing, you know, because he's seen this before, I think. He has a cattle prod. So he takes the cattle prod, and the baboons completely disband, and out we pull. We parked the car, the roof was ripped to shreds. We parked the car, we go to the roller coasters and all of that stuff. We do that for about a half an hour, an hour. I throw up. We come back out, this is the first date. We come back out, we cannot find the car. 2 hours it took us to find the car. Even though it was the only one with a shredded roof. So we go back. So he calls me about a week later, and he says, you know, he said, I took the car back to the Pontiac dealer, and the guy says, well, did you know the baboons? No. Would you call what they did an act of vandalism? Yes. Unknown vandals, and the insurance paid for the for the whole event. And so the end of the story is, do you think I ever went out on a date with this guy again? As a matter of fact, I did. I married him. He's right over there.